Blog Talk Radio.
This was the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father, in Swahili. And what a wonderful song it is, and energy that they put into that song. It's the Lord's Prayer in Swahili out of Africa. And we've had a lot of support, people praying for deeper truth from Africa. Some have been attacked by Islamic terrorists. And so our prayer continues to be for the church in Africa and those who are persecuted under these threats of terrorism. So we need to pray for the church in persecution, church under persecution. And today we're honoring the promises of the Sacred Heart of Jesus to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. And this is promise number 8. Fervent souls shall quickly mount to high perfection. This promise makes perfect sense. the more you hand over the reins to the Lord, the more Jesus is going to bless you. Kind of like watching a production or display of puppets on a string. We turn the strings over to Christ, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. People forget that Jesus is Sovereign Lord, and when we think we can hold on to the strings, we lose control eventually. Consider the 15 promises Our Lady gives for praying the rosary. This promise of the Lord closely resembles the 10th promise of Our Lady. The faithful children of the rosary shall merit a high degree of glory in heaven. I also think the 13th promise fits as well. I have obtained from my divine Son that all the advocates of the rosary shall have for intercessors the entire celestial court during their life and at the hour of death. The Lord is calling us to give not 25%, not 50%, not 75%, but Jesus wants 100% of us. You give him your strings. He can do something great through you. We are to reach out to him to do his will in our lives. Psalms 119, verses 95 to 96 states, "The wicked hope to destroy me, but I seek to understand your testimonies. I have seen the limits of all perfection, but your commandment is without bounds." Giving the Lord our strings is more like a guardrail, like following the Ten Commandments. Jesus helps us not to follow the path of the wicked. Matthew chapter 5, 44 to 48 states, "But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly kingdom, your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." Jesus is calling us to be perfect, imitating God the Father, and in doing so, the Lord will help us in this. We are all a work in progress, but the Lord will give us strength to accomplish his task if we are faithful. Not necessarily successful. Sometimes the Lord will put obstacles in the way simply to show one our faithfulness, and two, that if the Lord is working through you, iron sharpens iron. And the Lord is sometimes tearing us down to build us over again. I know that mindset being in the Army, United States Army, for 26 years. St. Paul is basically saying this as well. Philippians chapter 3, 12 states, "It is not that I have already taken hold of it or have already attained perfect maturity, but I continue my pursuit in hope that I may possess it, since I have indeed been taken possession of by Christ Jesus." In short, we are a work in progress. Psalms 19, 8-9 states, "The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The decree of the Lord is trustworthy, giving wisdom to the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The command of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eye." When you look at the Sacred Heart of Jesus, he is not a blind guide. Jesus is not going to steer you wrong. I love also the image of the divine mercy. Jesus, I trust in you. This 8th promise of the Lord is showing the obvious. The more fervent you are with your passion, your right motivation grounded in our love for God, the more Jesus can work through you. Isaiah chapter 25 verse 1 says it all for me. O Lord, you are my God. I extol you, I praise your name, for you have carried out your wonderful plans of old, faithful and true. God is faithful, and when Jesus offers a promise, we can know that he can back it up. We can place all our hope there in him. Proverbs 3, chapter 3, verse 5 and 8 says it all this way, says it this way. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. On your own intelligence do not rely. In all your ways be mindful of him, and he will make straight your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. This will mean health for your flesh and vigor for your bones. Because we are human, and we will stumble and fall and sometimes lose our way, Jesus is always there to welcome you back. He gave us the ministry of reconciliation, the confessional, to help us when we fall. Be faithful in small things. You will grow to be faithful in bigger things as the Lord gives you more responsibility. Make the Mass the center of your life, placing the Lord's word deep in your hearts. You will become immovable. O Sacred Heart of Jesus, for whom it is impossible not to have compassion on the afflicted, have pity on us poor sinners, and grant us the graces which we ask of you. Through the sorrowful and Immaculate Heart of Mary, your tender mother, and ours. And that is so important. And to offer your dedications to the Lord.
Truth is a fine line. Deeper truth is an even finer line. When we decided to call ourselves Deeper Truth, we knew the obligations that name would put upon us. We wanted our readers and listeners to be always confident. Whenever you tuned into a program with a Deeper Truth logo, that is exactly what you got. Deeper Truth. From Journey with Mary with John Carpenter on Sundays to the Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Gregory Thompson on Mondays, you learned you were never alone, that heaven is only a prayer away. It is a sacred obligation week after week to bring you not just the truth, but the deeper truth. And that is why
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Johnny Cash came out with I Walk the Line in 1956. That is the very year that I was born. So I can say that I truly have been walking his line, thanks to my mother and thanks to our holy Catholic Church.
From man's earliest days, he has looked to the heavens for a being superior to himself. In the earliest annals of history, we find the results of this search. Zeus, chief of the gods of ancient Greece, who ruled by thunderbolt. Mars, the Roman god of war. Apollo, Thor, and other gods and goddesses that you'd better not cross if you know what's good for you. Then, gradually, from a single nation, emerges a god unlike any of the others that man had crafted for himself. This god didn't rule over man with an iron hand, but with a tender, sacred heart. He held out his hand in love to his creation, going so far as to sacrifice himself in atonement for the sins of mankind. The Greeks even had a name for him. They called this god the Unknown God, and even erected a temple to him. Years later, St. Paul would formally introduce him. And that is exactly why the Catholic Defender is here. Your host represents an unbroken line of succession to the apostles of the one called Jesus, the only one whose mercy and compassion overflows any container that tries to contain it. This is a God you really want to meet. We're here to make the introduction. This God is a God of judgment. However, first and foremost, he is a God of mercy and compassion. He won't turn you away. He holds out his hand in divine mercy to you and everyone. He loves you as you are, but he also loves you too much to let you stay that way. He'll forgive your sin, not condone it. So what are we waiting for? Let's meet your host, Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender, one with answers to your most pressing questions. Now, here's Don Hartley.
And good morning, everybody, and good day, everybody. And my thought here is Luke chapter 5, verse 4, Duke and Ultum. Getting that, this is basically where I came up for me, the foundation, and where deeper truth comes from. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon Peter's, Jesus asked him to put out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people from the boat, which we would call today the bark of Peter, the Catholic Church. And when he had ceased speaking, he said to Simon Peter, put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Dukinotum means to put out into the deep. Notice Jesus spoke from St. Peter's boat. Again, it is called the bark of Peter. Jesus spoke to the crowds. He encouraged the people, enlightening and enkindling the imagination of the people. Jesus excited the people with the good news. Once Jesus spoke to the crowds, he takes St. Peter out into the deep where we come along for the ride. We ride along to cast out our nets to go deep sea fishing. As Catholics, we don't just go surf fishing. We cast out our nets to go deep sea fishing, hence deeper truth. As Catholics, we do not simply go again surf fishing, where some are chained down by false doctrine, by those who push their personal interpretations and we know that is what is called sola scriptura. That's why there's over 45,000 different Protestant denominations out there. With this command from the Lord, Jesus is inviting us to go deeper into the mysteries of our faith, the faith of the apostles, coming from the church that Jesus founded, the Catholic faith. And this is also the mission statement of deeper truth, to know our faith, love our faith, and to spread our faith. In the Catholic faith, we have the opportunity to cast out our nets and discover we can go deep sea fishing. That takes us beyond skimming the surface. For many people, it takes a while to generate an interest to search for the meat and potatoes that can fill our hunger. Jesus invites us to drink from the well that will never run dry. When was the last time you decided to pick up a Bible and read it, or to pick up your rosary and to pray it? To examine the text, to pray over the message, to prepare for Mass. I believe that the more you put into your faith, the more you will get out of it, and you will allow yourself the opportunity to grow. Faith does come by hearing the Word of God, But to keep this great faith, we must forever grow in our hunger and yearning to know God more. Consider the small chapter of Psalms 1. Listen to these words. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law, and meditates day and night. He meditates on day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff, which the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked perish. We are called to bear good fruit in our lives, and we are not to grumble when new servants get the same pay for working the vineyard. We are to celebrate their conversion. We are called to love from a springboard of truth and from the foundation planted along living water, planted near streams of running water. We are called to study God's law day and night. It should always be placed in the honor of our hearts, where it can grow. Out of the mouth, the heart speaks. How precious it is to hear a child say something they learned from their parents, reading the Bible or talking about the faith, from praying family devotions. Standing on the bark of Peter, with Jesus and Peter, we need to be inspired by the truth, which is Jesus. This should then inspire action by faithful people in building the faith of our families, our communities, and our nation. Freedom should be the greatest export to other nations. In today's world, there are many voices out competing for our attention. Let us hold fast to the gospel that helps us navigate through this challenging world.
Hi there. This is John, the founder.
Our family is made up of every race. We are young and old, rich and poor, men and women, sinners and saints. Our family has spanned the centuries and the globe. With God's grace, we started hospitals to care for the sick. We establish orphanages and help the poor. We are the largest charitable organization on the planet, bringing relief and comfort to those in need. We educate more children than any other scholarly or religious institution. We developed the scientific method and laws of evidence. We founded the college system. We defend the dignity of all human life and uphold marriage and family. Cities were named after our revered saints who navigated a sacred path before us. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are transformed by sacred scripture and sacred tradition, which have consistently guided us for 2,000 years. We are the Catholic Church. With over 1 billion in our family, sharing in the sacraments and fullness of the Christian faith, for centuries we have prayed for you and our world, every hour of every day, whenever we celebrate the Mass. Jesus himself laid the foundation for our faith when he said to Peter, the first pope, "You are rock, and upon this rock I will build my church." For over 2,000 years, we've had an unbroken line of shepherds, guiding the Catholic Church with love and truth in a confused and hurting world. And in this world filled with chaos, hardship, and pain, it's comforting to know that some things remain consistent, true, and strong, our Catholic faith, and the eternal love that God has for all creation. If you've been away from the Catholic Church, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today. Ours is one family, united in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We are Catholic. Welcome home.
And we definitely want to welcome those who have returned home to the Catholic faith. I met a gentleman today who had been away for 50 years, who is now back home in the Holy Catholic Church. And we're so thankful for the Lord's forgiveness. When you go to confession, the mercy seat of God, when you confess your sins, the Lord takes those sins and he casts them into the sea of forgetfulness and he remembers them no more. And in the confessional, you receive a judgment of mercy, which will go with you when you stand before Jesus to face his justice. And to be honest, when I stand before Jesus to face his justice, I certainly want his mercy right there with me. Oh, yes, because he will honor the confessions that we make and receive that absolution. The novena prayer of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Oh, my Jesus, you have said, truly I say to you, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. Behold, I knock, I seek, and I ask for the grace of the conversion of those lukewarm in my family. Oh, my Jesus, you have said, truly I say to you, if you ask anything of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Behold, in your name, I ask the Father for the grace of total conversion of family members who have gone astray, who are lukewarm, to make them fervent to follow you, Lord. Oh, my Jesus, you have said, truly I say to you, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Encouraged by your infallible words, I now ask for the grace of total conversion of family members who have gone astray and those who are lukewarm. And Lord, I pray for your holy Catholic faith. Those who have left the faith, the vast majority of those who have left the faith, never had a devotion to the rosary or the divine mercy. And so help us to grow in these devotions and to trust in your promises for the rosary and the Sacred Heart. O Sacred Heart of Jesus, for whom it is impossible not to have compassion on the afflicted, have pity on us miserable sinners and grant us the grace which we ask of you through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, your tender mother and ours. And most families today can identify, can understand when loved ones have fallen away, our children who have fallen away. We ask, Lord, for their coming home, the bringing home the prodigals. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we set up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious advocate, thine eyes of mercy toward us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Saint Joseph, foster father of Jesus, pray for us. Saint Joseph, terror of demons, pray for us. Saint Margaret Mary Alico, pray for us. And so we ask all the saints in heaven to pray for us. And we ask you, Lord, to strengthen us in our resolve to follow you and create in us, create in me, a clean heart, O God.
Create in me a clean heart, O God. Let me be like you in all my ways. Give me your strength. Teach me your song. Shelter me in the shadow of your wings. righteousness. If we die to ourselves and live through your death, we shall be born again to be blessed in your love. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Let me be like you in all my ways. Give me your strength. Teach me your song. Shelter me in the shadow of your wings. For we are your righteousness. If we die to ourselves and live through your death, we shall be born again to be blessed in your love. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Let me be like you in all my ways. Give me your strength. Teach me your song. Shelter me in the shadow of your wings. For we are your righteousness. If we die to ourselves and live through your death, we shall be born again to be blessed in your love. We shall be born.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And amen.